USSM Mobile.
N8APX,
knock, knock.
I can tell you're local. What's going on?
I wanted a bacon rind, so we're coming up for donuts.
One of the Dutch oven?
Yeah, ready to turn on, or just got off here in Indian River, so.
Hopefully they're open. They called us at about 3 o'clock yesterday. They had, the whole place was flooding. I never found out what happened there.
Well, if they're clear, I'm just sitting here at the light at 68. I'm like, if they're closed and I drove all this way for a damn bacon rind, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, at least you had some good scenery.
Yeah, we're surprising my parents, so it's kind of a last-minute thing here.
Gotcha. Yeah, they should be open. I can't imagine that we would have left them without water.
Yeah, and if they were closed, they would have posted something on the Book of Face that I didn't see anything.
That, too. Well, have one for me, will ya?
Well, I don't want my sugar to go too bad, but alright. Hey, I might swing to Hack to pick that radio up and the other thing, so I might have you text me a code for the, cross site.
Code for Hack or code for Krause? I can send you both.
I think I have Hack in my phone, but I know I don't have Krause yet.
Alright. Yeah, I'll send it over to you. I don't know if you've heard, but the 145.19 is down right now. That RLC3 controller crapped out on us last week, and we're going to scrap the whole thing and start from scratch on it.
Oh, so it's a good thing I brought my programming laptop, because I didn't think that right one was in this handheld, so well, that saves me that trouble.
Yep. The RLC3 just went kaput. All the ports, any repeater port on it was just dead keyed, no matter what we did.
Time to just put a real controller in it.
Pretty much. Well, you guys should go over there and have a look at things. I don't know if we talked about it before, but I don't know if you'd be interested in throwing an MI5 there, but that'd probably be a pretty primo spot for one.
I think we talked about it, or I wouldn't mind it, but yeah. I don't know what we're going to do today. It's going to be chillier today, so, you know, I at least wanted a bacon rind, so get that far. So, no, they're going to close the trailer and the cabin up, I think, so this weekend, so I was like, oh, at least they'll come up, say I did something.
There you go. Well, yeah, if you make it over there, great. If not, oh well. I think we're aiming for, I guess I'll just give you a heads up, we're aiming for the 22nd. It sounded like that's when Cam was going to be available, possibly going up Krause to put the other dish pointed back to Hackleberg there. And then that's also when we're going to probably redo the 1-9
road.
All right.
I'll
edit to the calendar. See what I'm doing then. Oh, first page at 8. Oh, I'm in TCE territory.
Whoever convinced them to use that tone, I don't know.
It's very distinctive around the state, that's for damn sure.
I only know of two PSAPs that use it. Ours and Leelanau.
So I said, it's very distinctive. Alright, come on, dude. Why are you doing 50 miles an hour on 68 here?
Because they got nowhere to be. They're just enjoying the ride. They're in front of me all day, every day. And I've only got the handheld, so when I get noisy, that'll be it. Oh, somebody's putting out a garage sale sign. You got anything UHF DMR on you? Yeah, I got my DMRs in the clip behind the seat. I got 800 on. If you get a minute, pop the 443-375 in there and just check out the range. For a while, it was on a crummy antenna. We had like 25 watts reflected on it, so it didn't work worth a darn at all. And then last week, week before, I finally got a hold of the right person at DTE who told me, yeah, we're not using that antenna anymore. You guys can have at it. So I moved it over to that, and it's working gangbusters now. Might give you a good idea of a MI5 footprint. Text me, was it a freak or whatever? Because I got to program it. Yeah, 443-375, but I'll text it to you right now. Yeah, I don't know if it's in the radio. I'll have to get the laptop to program. It's one of our multi-modes. All the things. I'll switch you over that code and the frequency on it right now. All right. Coming up to mission, so I'll chat in a bit. W8FSM. All right, sounds good. Enjoy your Dutch oven. And 8APX.
Mobile. Whoever that was, you are not making it. I need you to make it.
KC8VSU.
Hi, Toby. I can meet you on DMR2 now.
I'm liking it.
Works pretty well, especially now that I got it in her.
Okay, let me go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 2, 1.
I can hear you. You dropped out a couple times, though.
Well, at least thing is working, okay? I know. It's
yeah. You dropped out there again. Might have to get you a mobile.
Can you get me a cookie?
Where are you going up here?
I'm headed to a tower site right now.
Oh, you must be, oh, you're doing something. Something with the dishes, eh?
Yeah, I'm coming in the back door of another site right now. Yeah, this is my turn. Alright. I'm gonna run in and grab a box of radios and head to another site.
NACMHQQVSU.
There you are, Toby.
Yeah, I'm at 2 meter now. I should be cutting out on the 4425. I've never had that problem.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I know we've got that noise issue that's on 6. I know it also affects the UHF, but not quite as bad. So I'm wondering if that's it.
Okay. Yeah. It could be. Hey, got a question. Let me grab my cheat sheet here. I'm picking off NATMH 35D 1-51, statewide 1. Where's that repeater?
That's where this one is. It's at Munson.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to get that code in there, because on that little two-water Joe program, he's got NATMH35C-1-51, and that's statewide 1. I've been hearing activity on that one.
Yeah, whenever you hear that on the 3-5, you should hear it on the 2-500, as they both set of statics on both of them.
Okay, that's then what I'm hearing on 4-4-2-5. Which one would be better to have in the radio, which frequency, so I don't duplicate?
Probably 4-4-2-5 is a bit higher up than 3-5 is.
Okay, color code 1, what time slot do I need to put in there, because the way this is put in here?
Slot 1 for statewide 1, it should be all the same as the that little 2-water.
Okay, because Joe has down for 24-16-1-1, I think, but I don't know if there's a different one or not.
It all depends on the network that you're going to use and all that. So if you're using TGIF, if you want, you know, want slot 1. If you're using Brandmeister, you're going to want slot 2. And whatever talk groups you want to use or on whatever network those are, I don't know. But that's about how those are set up. It's separated that way, so it has less issues.
Okay, we got to get this thing set up because I brought out the 2-water the other day and heard a couple guys talking, and I could tell the green light on the intone was coming up, but I wasn't hearing nothing. So, okay, we'll have to get this figured out.
Yeah, I should be able to get that code plug sent off to Joe either today or tomorrow. So I'll get that off to him so you can have all the stuff in your radio.
Yeah, and then I'm probably going to be able, if I can get with Joe, I found out I can remote computer to computer, computer remoting. So maybe I can figure out how to get him to just put it over onto my computer off his computer.
Yeah, there you go. That would certainly work.
Yeah. Well, I know what's coming for Christmas already once I get my Christmas check. I already got the budget for it. I've got most everything I need right now, but we're going to make some power improvements.
Oh, there you go. That'll certainly be exciting.
Yeah, but I'm putting a debate on myself. Between two antennas or three antennas, you know? Do I want to say one-piece, two-piece, bigger two-piece, you know? I'm looking at the X50, the X200, and the X300. I mean, I'm up high enough, but, you know, you can never tell. And then I've got to do all the cabling. I want to get the J-pole back straightened up, but I got to do tree work. But I think in the springtime, I want to have antennas ready to go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure the X300 is a tri-bander, and it's a three-piece. I would stay away from those. Those tend to snap. I wouldn't go any crazier than a two-piece antenna. Because otherwise, you got a big wing that comes in there, it'll probably snap. I've already seen it happen before.
Yeah, the X300 is a two-piece, just higher TV game. So I'm just fighting myself on that one first, you know, getting here and, you know, decide. But I was thinking X50 for the wings around here, but in all the years, my TV one I had up there, it never had a problem until it finally weakened the fiberglass enough. And after 30 years, almost 40 years in a year, it broke off. So I'll probably do the X300 diamond, you know, because it's got higher gain. And then I've got to make another stand-off for my new scanner. when I walk up, and then if I get like a DMR radio here, I could probably put the J-pole on that.
Well, I'd be careful with that J-pole. Is that a, is it a 2-meter J-pole or is it a dual band J-pole? Because you can run 440 on those J-poles, they just have absolutely zero gain.
Oh, it's dual band all the way. When we built it 20 years ago, we made sure it was dual band.
Okay. There you go. All right, y'all. Just starting to fade out there, and I'm just not too far away from home, so I will say 7-3, and you enjoy the day. Any EMH, mobile.
Okay, Joe. Great. Talk to you later. Yeah, you dropped out a couple times. Thank you, mate. CC and DSC 73.
KE8UHH. Testing.
All right, WFSM across. All right, WFSM, lock this and clear across.